Big Rap Show podcast is kindly sponsored by G1 Reeds. They are the champion's choice, with many bands around the world playing G1 products, providing everything you'd need to hit the circle or the big stage. So check out g1reeds.com as they keep the lights on here at the Big Rap Show podcast. Hello there, everyone, and welcome to another Big Rap Show podcast. How are you, folks? Well, wasn't that a week and a half? Yeah. Another week has rolled around in the bagpiping world, and we've got a lot to talk about, as always. So, yeah, and we have quite a special announcement, that you might have guessed by the title of this week's episode. But we'll get into all of that under topic of the week, of course. But let's do your introductions, first of all, shall we? If this is your first ever Big Rap Show podcast, then you are welcome. We are the show for the bagpiping folk, reflecting everything in the bagpiping world, be it Celtic music, folk music, or indeed our bread and butter, which is competitive piping and drumming. Each and every week, we're here talking about what we know and love to be the music of the great Highland bagpipe and its people. Yeah, and like every other podcast out there, yep, we do have a Patreon, all right? We've plugged it so many times now here in the show, but we're very proud of our Patreon community over there. Every single time we upload all sorts of really cool stuff back there, exclusive for Patreon members, and we're very happy with it, I have to say. So, yep, I know, big shameless plug again at the start of the show. But go and check out Patreon. Click on support. Be part of the Patreon faithful. And get your mitts and all of that extra stuff. Yeah. All right. Let's get into the show good and proper. Well, with every Big Rap Show, we always open the door to listener mail. Yes, of course. Every show, no different. So this one, we've got a bit of catching up to do. Because, of course, last week we had a special episode of the Big Rap Show pod, all from the St. Lawrence Tool concert in Aberdeen. And if you haven't listened to that show, by the way, I can't recommend it enough. It's packed filled with all sorts of amazing music. And again, I have to give a huge shout out to Stuart Campbell, member of the Rap Show team, who'd done an incredible job covering every aspect of such a huge show. Yeah. So go back, have a listen to that. Quite an awesome show. Again, a huge thanks to Bucksburn and District and to St. Lawrence O'Toole, of course, for having us there in the first place. It was really, really cool. So go and check out last week's episode. But we're going to catch up now. In fact, we've got a lot of news to catch up on. And yeah, a lot to get into. Let's get into the listener mail. This first one comes in from an anonymous emailer who wants to remain anonymous. She says, "Hi, Big Rab. Just a quick one to say thank you. I was listening back to your On the Ground pod episodes from the Worlds, and it's given me that extra motivation I was needing to make the final push before the 2024 season begins. All the best, and I'm sure, I'll see you around the games. Anonymous, please." Yes, no problem, anonymous. There you are. So if you send in that email, you know who you are, but nobody else does. But there is a way for you to send in anonymous emails, weekly drone. Anyway, but hey, if anything, it's good to see that we're giving folks that extra little push sometimes. And yeah, I've delved back through the archives myself here at the Big Rap Show. We've got some real stellar episodes now. We're, what, over 380 now? Which is kind of nuts, but... Yeah, it's kind of overwhelming as well. I do understand that. A lot of people, who are only just finding this, really, are not aware that we have this huge back catalogue. And, for those of you who tune in every week, how yous all doing? Thank you. We appreciate you. But for those of you who are only just discovering this, then, if you have the time, then you can. You can delve back through your archives. We've got some real special shows back there. Yeah. So, hey, anonymous emailer, very glad that we were able to give you that push. Yeah, so see you in the circle this year, indeed. Right, on to another email. We got this one from Eric. It says, "Hi, Rab. I was just wondering if you could give our juvenile solo competition an early plug." Oh, yes, Eric, no problem. We are using the same format as last year's All Grades Piping and Drumming Under 18 level. It's on the 14th of September, the week before the All-Ireland Solos, and the venue will be the Ballinahinch High School. This will be, of course, for the Down Academy Juvenile Solos. Oh! Yes, I've heard about this. I've seen the little kind of press release on that was announced online. So, yeah. This is the 14th of September, the weekend before the All-Ireland Solos, And yeah, specifically for juvenile players, under 18, all grades piping and drumming. So that's very exciting. So that's going to be held in Ballinahinch High School, the Down Academy Juvenile Solos. For more information, of course, you can go and check out Down Academy on their socials, where they have been, yeah, there's been a little press release on that one. So that's one date for your diary. I know we're not that part of the show just yet, but there you go. 14th of September, the Juvenile Solos, thanks to Down Academy. Great stuff. All right, thank you, Eric. On to the next email then. This one came in from Gavin Patterson. He said, "Hi, Rab. I'm just listening to your Ross Miller podcast." Oh, that was a wee while ago. Yeah, shout out to Ross Miller. He said, "If you have not heard, Cascadia..." And see, this is stuff that Rab got wrong. Is it Cascadia or Cascada? Cascadia? How can I pronounce that band? Right, okay. The Cascadia Pipe Band in Seattle area is supporting a revived solo piping contest for Washington State. Oh, now that's interesting. Yeah. So he goes on to say, he says, the first was in early April, and another is coming up now on the May the 11th. Ooh, that's just round the corner, actually. He said, last time we had about 25 competitors cross piping and drumming, which was great. Yeah, so, hi, there you are, a shameless plug. But for more information, you can go to the CascadiaPipeBand.com. Or is it Cascadia Pipe Band? See, this is what happens. People email me in, and I always pronounce stuff wrong. And I, yeah, that's why we have that feature, stuff that Rab got wrong, I guess. So, Gavin, apologies for mispronouncing the name of your pipe band. It's something that I do quite regularly here on the show, is pronounce things incorrectly. There you go. but yeah, that's coming up then. May the 11th. Interesting. Yeah, so I'd love to know more about that, actually. The solo pipe and drumming contest. Good stuff. Thank you, Gavin, for sending that in to us. Right, so other emails that we received on the show were all passing commentary, I guess, on previous episodes of the Rab Show Pod. In fact, some of the episodes, as we're talking about a back catalogue, we got a lot of emails recently about the mental health episode we done over the World's Week last year. Yeah, through August last year, we released a special episode talking about mental health, and we were talking about its specific application to the bagpiping world. And that episode is still doing the rounds. We do know a lot of folk that are still sharing it out there with people. And yeah, we can't thank you enough. We do... yeah, have a lot of pride for that episode. We put a lot of work in and are very happy to see that people are still sharing it far and wide. So, yeah, I'm just going to put that out there, that if you are sharing that episode, thank you. If you haven't heard it yet, then do go back, have a look at it. It was around August time last year. Definitely worthy of a listen for sure. Yeah. So there you go. And if there is any other previous episode of the Rab Show Pods, you know, back in the archives that you did particularly enjoy and want us to possibly revisit again, then you can email us, bigrabshow@gmail.com. That address again, bigrabshow@gmail.com. There you go. All right, so that email address has never changed. I have to say, no matter what we're talking about on the show, you know, for any news articles, topics of the week, anything like that, you can always email us. We really love hearing from you. If anything, you know, we pride ourselves as being a show for the bagpiping folk. So, yeah, that door is always open. If the piping folk want to email us and give off all this all the way through, then go for it. But possibly the best way to do it is Weekly Drone. Yes, that's our next segment here, where you can tell us your stories, warts and all, and yeah, without fear of recrimination. It's completely anonymous. There's no names, no addresses, nothing. So, yeah, JD's been off this last while. He's been kind of on a bit of a hiatus, I guess, this last while. But we now have some Weekly Drones. So, JD is back at the microphone again. All right, JD. You've got two for us this week, I believe. So let's hear the first one then, JD.
It's the Weekly Drone.
Most likely an unpopular opinion, but hey-ho. Those that want to compete in a drum major competition should be a playing member of a pipe band's drum corps. If not, they can't say they are a proper drum major.
Weekly Droner, a playing member of a pipe band's drum corps. Now, I'm going to let you think about that, all right? Because I have heard this argument before. They should be a playing member of a pipe band's drum corps. Right. Now, I have to say, respectfully, I disagree. All right, now I'll explain why. Now, I do understand that drum majors in the military, I have to make that very clear distinction here, that drum majors in the military, yes, they have to be active members of whatever band they are going through the school of drum majoring with. Yes, I can see that. A lot of drum majors that we see at the front of military bands are just that. They are very accomplished musicians who have been through all the ranks and have accomplished the rank of drum major. And yeah, the same can also be said for pipe majors as well. They also, you know, are very accomplished musicians and have climbed through the ranks to the rank of major. And same could be said for drummers as well. You know, drummers can also climb through the ranks of, you know, the drumming worlds within the military and accomplish the rank of sergeant. Get what I'm going with here? So whenever it comes to civilian pipe bands, and especially what we do competitively, we've kind of just essentially taken those titles and kept with tradition. Now, whether those titles actually ring true and come with a pay packet, as I'm sure you'll now know where I'm going with this, is that they don't come with a pay packet. They are not professional majors and sergeants. They're civilians. And also, yeah, that applies for pipe majors as well as drum majors, as well as drum sergeants, I guess. So that is where the similarity between the military world and the civilian world ends, I guess. So the titles are there, absolutely, because they are in keeping with piping tradition. But that is the differentiation whenever it comes to pipe major, drum major, is that do you need to be a competitive drummer to be a drum major? Not really. Do you need to be a competitive piper to be a pipe major? Well, that being said, that doesn't need to be the case either. Yeah. So, respectfully, Weekly Droner, this will cause a huge row, I have no doubt, because that is a very sore topic in the bagpiping world whenever it comes to actual titles and roles of responsibility and stuff. And, but that is my understanding. Whenever it comes to the differentiation between the military world and the civilian world, I think that's where the similarity ends. But these titles have been kept on for tradition's sake. There you go. So, yeah, you can have your own opinions, however, and you can send us in another angry weekly drone on that very topic. There you go. But I've let you know in mine, and that's what you were after. So there you go. This could absolutely be stuff that Rab got wrong, and we'll revisit this. But JD, I think I'm about ready for that second weekly drone at this point. Yeah, rescue me, mate.
It's the weekly drone.
My only gripe is the lack of weekly drones recently. I miss JD's voice. It's so calm and soothing. JD could lead guided meditation. For example, he could say, find a comfortable posture, either seated or lying down, wherever is comfortable. Close your eyes. Imagine a dearly loved person sitting opposite you, and that a white light connects you, heart to heart. Connect with the feelings of affection and warmth you have for them. Remember to breathe naturally, as the white light connects you both, heart to heart. Now, enjoy the feelings of warmth and expansion in your body. Recognize the feelings that flow from your heart. As you continue to bathe in the warmth of loving kindness, turn your attention to your body and notice your feelings and sensations. Breathe naturally. Now, slowly open your eyes. Namaste.
I have to say that is up there as one of the strangest weekly drones we've ever received. But I think after that drum major argument, it was very much needed. I'm not quite sure what the weekly droner was wanting to do there, but I think JD went in a direction for a bit of a guided meditation there. There you go. I think that's a first for the Big Rab Show podcast right there. Normally, we're here talking about the bagpiping world and the controversy and the drama and all that kind of stuff. But here's JD. Namaste. Nicking us all chill out for a change, you know? So if you're all suitably relaxed about now, and are you ready for me to mispronounce more things and get things wrong and you can get more angry and then send me more weekly drones? Well, if you can, visit our website, thebigrabshow.com. The big button right at the top of the page, weekly drone. Let me know your thoughts and feelings and, angry emails aplenty. Send them in to us. Weekly drone. And as you've just heard, JD will literally read out anything you send him. Within reason. It's a family show, folks, but that was a very interesting experiment there, Weekly Droner. Nice one. Yeah, I think JD's got a perfect voice for that, doesn't he? He really does. This guided meditation stuff. And breathe and relax and you're back in the room. That kind of thing. Yeah, fair play, JD. Right, I think enough of this our relaxation nonsense. Time for me to take a little break and we'll be right back with all of the news and updates. So, yeah, I'll be right back. Do you wish piping could be fun again? Bagpipers around the world continue to struggle with their instrument, despite hours of hard work trying to get better. Bagpiping should be fulfilling. Your hard work should pay off, showing improvement and the freedom to express yourself musically. Or why do it? The Dojo University believe every piper should be able to free themselves from musical frustration, proven over more than a decade of successful teaching and accessible anywhere with an internet connection. The Dojo is unlike any other bagpipe learning experience in the world. Let the Dojo channel your enthusiasm into a fun and fulfilling program that will empower you with the knowledge to fall in love with piping all over again. So go to dojouniversity.com/bigrab and take advantage of our 30-day free trial of Dojo Premium Membership. Join the global community of students today and rediscover the fun of bagpiping. dojouniversity.com/bigrab for a 30-day free trial. Okay, time for all the news and updates. Now, folks, when you keep in mind, we have 2 weeks to catch up on here. There's a lot of ground to cover. All right, now, I have to say, a good majority of the news and updates and stuff we've already spoke about on our Fuse FM Balmoney radio show there last night. So, yeah, I'll be kind of repeating myself a lot here, but I am going to do my best to cover everything. All right, now, there's a lot of dates and all of that, so we're going to do our best to get through it. Let's get into it, Rob! Enough delaying. First of all, I'm going to lead with the story. We were actually promoting this event, but on May 4th, it was scheduled to happen. The Valley Miniband Competition was supposed to take place in the Valley Hotel in Five Mile Town. But, yeah, there was an announcement, just before it was about to happen, I guess, a good few days before it. It said, sadly, due to the low number of entries received, the Irvine Memorial Pipe Band, who were hosting the event, regretfully had to cancel the event. So yeah, that's quite a shame, actually. We were really looking forward to this and returning to the Valley Hotel, but I guess being on the 4th of May, it might have been too early for some pipe bands, unfortunately. So hey, there we go. I do hope that the Irvine pipe band do not give up on this one, and that hopefully we will see the event return to the Valley Hotel in Five Mile Town. So there you go. So sadly, we lost that event. It had to cancel and move on. Just sticking with the Northern Ireland calendar for now, I have to mention, of course, the County Fermanagh Championships are scheduled to take place on the 25th of May. Entries are currently open right now. I think the closing date is just as I'm talking to you. Yeah. Right now, the 8th of May is the closing date. I think it's midnight tonight. So if you are wanting to compete in the County Fermanagh Championships and in a skill that are taking place, 25th of May, then, yeah, pause the podcast and get your entry forms in. But looking at this, there already does seem to be quite a number of bands already entered for this. So it is shaping up to be quite a big competition, actually, for Mana Championship. So if you haven't your entries in, go ahead, go and do it now. I don't mind if you pause the podcast right now. Yeah, you've been told. All right, there you go. Let's fly on. Now, there's plenty of other competitions that are, yeah, receiving entries. The Dollar Pipe Band and Drum Major competition that's also due to take place. The entry forms for that are currently open. So there you go. Just going to give it a huge shameless plug. I think this is all due to take place on the 26th of May. So I think the entries for this are closing on the 10th of May. So a couple of days from now at the point of recording. So you can go along to the Dundee, Perth and Angus branch website. All your details there about getting your entries in. They're all up there. But if you are wanting to compete at the dollar competition, entries close on the 10th. All right. So there you go. Right. We're going to rattle through these stories here. Nothing rotten. Now, I'm going to shine a light on New Zealand. The Royal New Zealand Pipe Band Association put out an announcement on their own socials there just yesterday, actually, at the point of recording this, to say that we now have a new date for the 2026 National Championships. Yeah. Now, it was announced apparently last week that New Plymouth is to host the 2026 RNZ PBA National Pipe Band Championships. Yeah, so the dates initially put forward were the 13th and 14th of March, but there was an ongoing festival at the time during those dates, so the competition will now be held on the 20th and 21st of March 2026. There you are. So, if you do want to add those dates into your diary, yeah, for 2026 in a couple of years' time, New Zealand Nationals on the 20th and 21st of March 2026. There you are. So I know that's a day for your diary in a couple of years' time. Will the Big Rab Show podcast even be around in a couple of years' time? Who knows? But yeah, just wanted to get that bit of news out there, okay? So for those of you who had, you know, have a couple of years to possibly book some travel arrangements now and get over that. So I'm actually considering that myself. That would be very tempting. Anyway. Because, yeah, the piping in New Zealand is just incredible. Anyway, let's move on. I have to talk. Well, there's been a couple of draws for competitions that have been announced. First of all, we have to talk about, well, of course, this weekend is the Leinster Championships. Yes, being held in Donegal, County Dublin down there. And the draw for it has been published. And I have to say, there's quite a number of bands competing in this. Yeah. So this is all taking place this weekend. Yep, Saturday the 11th. And, man, I'm really looking forward to this because looking at the entries here, in grade 4B or grade 5, we have 9 bands in total. That's quite a big grade. Yeah, we also have drum majors aplenty. I'm not going to give you all a shout out because there's too many of you. but we have 3 in grade 4. We have the Major Sinclair who are competing in 3A. And we have a couple of bands in grade 1, actually. We have St. Lawrence O'Toole who are taking a step out, as well as Clos Celt. Yeah, so they're getting an opportunity to, you know, stretch their legs and play both medley selections on the day. So they step in, play selection 1, and then they go back again and play selection 2. So it'll be a good run out for both grade 1 bands. Also in grade 2, I skipped those, it was Manor Cunningham and St. Joseph's are also going to get a run out. So no grade 3B on the day, unfortunately, but there you go. That's quite a good turnout there for the Leinster Championship. So looking forward to that one. Absolutely. We'll keep across that, of course, and let you know the details. Also, I have to give a shout out for Gurrock. Yes, Gurrock competition taking place very soon. I have to say, I am looking forward to this because this is shaping up to be even bigger. It's huge. Looking at the novice juvenile grade, we have 9 bands in here. We have Dunoon Grammar, North Lanarkshire Schools, Burnt Island and District, St. Columbus, we have George Heriot's, Kintyre Schools, Falkirk Schools, Renfrewshire Schools, and Oban High School. And that's your novice juvenile B. On to grade 4B then, we've 10 bands in here. We have First Largs Boys Brigade, the BB, Greyfriars Pipe Band, Uddingston Strathclyde. We have Tully Allen Pipes and Drums. Yep, we have Kilbarkin, Dunoon Argyle, Paisley, yeah, and District RBL. We have Barhead and District, the 2 Scots Pipes and Drums and Bugles, and we have Govan Community Pipe Bands. That's just your 4B. Yeah. So on to Novice Juvenile A and Grade 4A, I suppose, on the day. We have 11 bands in total. Troon Black Rock, I could just about say that. And we have Stockbridge, St. Columbus, Novice Juvenile A. We have Strathendrick, George Heriot Schools, the Novice Juvenile Band. We also have the Govan Community Pipe Band. We have Renfrewshire Schools, Novice Juvenile A. We have Paisleyan District, RBL, Oban High School, Alma College, and we have Camelon in District. Here you go. So Alma College actually making the journey across from the United States. So I have to give them a particular shout out. Go on the Alma College. You. Looking forward to seeing you there. And Gura, good stuff. On to grade three then. We have 12 bands in here. In total, we have Denny and Donnypace, and we have Kilbarkin, Uddingston Strathclyde, the Air Pipe Band Society, Oban Pipe Band, Wollastone and District, City of Newcastle, Stockbridge. We have Livingston Caledonia. Yes, I think this will be our first chance to see Livingston, actually. I think this is their first run out for the season. So, looking forward to seeing them. There you go, particular shout out. We also have the Vale of Athol, of course. And this will be a good opportunity to see their first run out under their new pipe major, of course, Kyle Howie. That's exciting. We also have the Lower Clyde Pipes and Drums and Mulgai Pipe Band as well. There you go. So that's all for grade three. Moving on to juvenile, we only have two in the juvenile grade for Gurick. We have Renfrewshire Schools and George Heriot Schools. Yeah, there you go. Grade two, we've 12 bands in here for grade two. Yeah, quite a number of these bands are actually taking the opportunity to play up and have a rattle at grade two. So it's great to see they're all stretching their legs here. So we have Stockbridge, Lower Clyde Pipes and Drums, Air Pipe Band Society, Kilbarkin, Oban Pipe Band, Livingston Caledonia, City of Newcastle, Wollastone and District, Denny and Donnypace, Mulgai Pipe Band, Vale of Athol, and Colburn IOR. You know, it's quite a sizable grade too, with a lot of those grade three bands playing up. Yeah, stretching their legs. Good stuff. So, on to grade one then. We have 5 bands in attendance here. We have Scottish Power, People's Ford, Boghall and Bathgate, Police Scotland and Federation. We have Johnstone as well. And then wrapping things up on the day, we have Shots. Yeah, Shots and Dykehead. So there you go. Quite a huge turnout for Gurick. I'm sure he'll agree. I don't know. All round Gurick competition just shaping up to be quite a huge run out ahead of the UK's on the 18th. So yeah, Gurick happening on Sunday the 12th. So looking forward to that. All right, so good luck to everyone competing at that. Right, now we're not going to talk about the UK Championships on this week's show. All right, it's the first major championship of the year and it's taking place next week. All right, so I'm going to put this in the news and updates right now. We're going to be tackling this in a future podcast. Next week, we're going to be unpacking everything UK Championships. We'll be going through it grade by grade, who we're excited to listen to and why. And yeah, what you should be paying particular attention to if you are attending Ward Park in Bangor next week. And let's face it, I think the entire bagpiping world will be descending on Bangor next week in Northern Ireland. So it's shaping up to be such a huge competition. If you are making plans to travel, by the way, I have seen that the RSPBA have put out notices about coach parking and disabled access parking as well. So, yeah, not just for the UK's, I think for other competitions as well, including the British and possibly the Scottish as well. Just go and check the RSPBA website for full details on any sort of parking arrangements. And I think there's forms to fill out and things like that to get access if you do need it. There you go. Just wanting to throw that out there. If you are travelling to these events, there are various posts available on the RSPBA socials and their website as well to help you if you are going to be attending those. All right, let's move on, shall we? We are still kind of covering and catching up, I guess, from old news from the past couple of weeks. I have to mention the British Championships. Yep, the full draw for the British Championships is now available. Yeah, it took place actually as we were enjoying everything at the St. Lawrence O'Toole concert. So normally we would have been covering this on last week's show. But now we're going to bring it here on this week's. All right, so we're playing catch up. A lot of people disappointed that we didn't cover it last week. But there you go. Right, the British Championship draw is available. You can go to the website and read the full thing at your leisure. One of the big things that came across to me when I was reading this, again, I'm not going to read a hashtag list of every band that was involved here, but there appears to be not too many bands from Northern Ireland competing at this. Now, this came as a bit of a surprise to me, but it's kind of par for the course. We've realised over the years that the Forez venue is very far north in Scotland for a lot of bands here in Northern Ireland to travel to. We have found it, travel-wise and logistics-wise, can be a difficult place to reach for Northern Irish pipe bands. And yeah, this year is no different, it would appear, that a lot of bands from NI are not making the trip. I think in Grade 4B we have Irvine and District, like we mentioned there earlier. I think, I can't remember if there's any other bands in from Northern Ireland. I think in Grade 1 we have a couple from Northern Ireland, obviously. We have the Field Marshal and Klaus Kelt duking it out. But I think by all accounts, yeah, it's a very poor turnout from pipe bands from Northern Ireland competing at the British Championships. So, again, it has happened before with previous British Championships, and it is, in my opinion, it's a logistical thing. But I have to talk about Grade 2 in particular at the British Championships, because there's, yeah, there was a nice wee surprise in here for Grade 2. So let's run through the draw for the British. So we had the Royal Borough of Annan, we had the City of Edinburgh, we had Uddingston, we had Portlaoise and District, we also have Buck and Peterson, Kilchaman Distillery, Isle of Islay, Colburn IOR, and of course the Glasgow Sky Association. Then our nice wee surprise, we have North Stratton in here from Canada. Come on, the North Stratton, you! That was fun. Whenever I read that, that was awesome. That would nearly tempt me to go and get a plane ticket and go and see this. So, yeah, that's such a good grade. A lot of brilliant bands in there. I could really thump out a good tune. But also to throw North Stratton into the mix, that's going to be competitive. And, yeah, a very interesting opportunity to see North Stratton, of course. Yeah, there you go. 9 bands in Grade 2. That's shaping up to be a great competition there for the British Championship in Grade 2. And on to Grade 1, of course, we have our usual 10, as I mentioned there. So we had Shots and Dykehead kicking things off. We have Klaus Kelt, Field Marshal, Johnstone, St. Lawrence O'Toole, and we had the Federation. Then People's Ford, Boghall and Bathgate. Then we have Fife Polis, Scottish Power, and Inverary. Our usual 10 suspects, I guess. But again, just across all the grades, that's the overwhelming feeling I got from this draw, is that there was a very disappointing entry from pipe bands here in Northern Ireland. But I guess a lot of bands can't make that trip due to the sheer logistics of it. You know, the location of it, I don't know. And the cost of travel, I guess, at the moment, it certainly isn't cheap. So when you consider the amount of times that Northern Irish bands are jumping across the Irish Sea versus the amount of times that Scottish bands are jumping across the Irish Sea, yeah, it's down to affordability, I guess. There we go. Anyway, I'm going to move swiftly on before we start a fight there between Irish bands and Northern Irish bands and Scottish bands and where you're all from. But yeah, logistics are a thing, and that, you know, we are seeing a knock-on effect of that. We are still post-pandemic, and bands are still regaining and rebuilding their coffers, I guess. And they're now having to prioritise which major championship they're going to hit each season. So as we've seen, it's quite a huge entry for the UK. If anything, it's massive by comparison in previous years. So this year's UK is fantastic. British Championships numbers are certainly down. We do hope that, you know, the more draws we get now, of course, for the Euros that are coming up in Perth. But then we also hope to have a huge draw for the Scottish. Yeah. So both those competitions are ahead of us. As far as I'm aware, the entries are still open for those. So, yeah, I have hope. So, but of course, the big in the worlds, that's all that anyone really sets their sights on, realistically. Yeah, you know, the European Championships was really cleverly placed, I guess, there on the Sunday. A lot of people considering possibly having a run at that, and then that'll get ahead of steam running into the world. So, very interesting. There's a lot of gamesmanship on offer here, because if you don't choose to head to the Euros on the Sunday, well, for Northern Irish bands, you have the option of going to Newcastle for the Heart of Down Championships. Yeah, so your band can still get an opportunity to have a run out at the weekend. And, yeah, head into the world. So, I don't know. It's a very interesting one. Yeah. But, yeah, just wanted to throw that out there. The draws are available. You can go and have a read at them at your leisure. All right. So, yeah, we will cover this in a future Big Rab Show podcast. We will get into all of it. All right. Okay. Now, I have to mention the RSPBA Oceania Solo Drumming Championships, which is going to be held in St. Andrew's College in Christchurch, is going to be taking place on the 29th of June. And the reason I'm mentioning it is because the entries are now open. Yes. So if you are going to be taking place in this competition, then, get your entry forms in. Well, of course, you have to be in the New Zealand area, or at least wanting to travel to New Zealand, because that's where the competition's being held. Yeah, so if you're going to be in or around Christchurch on the 29th of June, this is shaping up to be a huge event. Yeah, and if anything, it's part of the, Yeah, that's, what do you call it, the solo drumming circuit now, as they're calling it. And at the end of the season, all the prizes are totted up and the scores, and a champion of champion is crowned. Now, as we've seen so far, Kerr McQuillan has been having quite an incredible year, solo drumming-wise, and has picked up quite a number of top spots along the way. So will we see Kerr McQuillan and other UK solo drummers actually head to New Zealand to, yeah, fight it out for this title, for those all-important champion of champions points? Who knows? I guess we'll have to wait and see on that front. So the draw isn't available yet, but the entries are certainly open. So, go along to the RSPBI website where they're encouraging you to send your entry forms in as soon as you can. There you are. All right, let's move on. Okay, I have to give a shout out to Piping Live. Yes, it's hard to believe that it's almost a full year since Piping Live last year. I don't know, it's crazy. Where'd the time go? But yeah, we're talking about Piping Live again. They're back in the piping news. Now, for good reason. They've been slowly letting us know the kind of the usual mainstays for Piping Live, I guess. And we are hoping for a huge announcement from them in the next few weeks, because it is normally around May time that we do see an announcement of the lineup of Piping Live. In around May, early June, possibly. We're going to keep our ear to the ground on that one. But we did get an announcement from the Piping Live folk to tell us that Pipe Idol is returning to Piping Live 2024. There you go! And the entries are now open, by the way. So, yeah, this prestigious international under-21 competition is back for 2024. And applications are open now, to read the press release. Yeah. So they have four heats in total throughout the week of the festival, running from Monday 12th to Thursday 15th of August. And yeah, the final itself will be on the Thursday of Piping Live week. Yeah. So this is if you are aged under 21 on the 15th of August. All right. You have to be aged under 21. I think that they're stressing that fact because they may have received an entry from people who were aged 21, and then as soon as Piping Live came around, they celebrated a birthday and were actually 22 at the point of hitting the stage. And yeah, so it all got very complicated. So I don't know if they managed to compete or not. I think in the rules they didn't. So it all depends on when your birthday falls. You have to be under 21 whenever the final rolls around on the Thursday. All right. So yeah, I'm going to make that very clear here. This is all taking place, of course, at the Street Cafe in McFader Street. We know this venue quite well ourselves and the Big Rab Show team. But the winner itself obviously wins the title of Pipe Idol 2024, but they also win quite an awesome set of Fred Morrison reel pipes. Yeah, that's quite a huge prize, actually. So, yeah, if you are wanting to get in contact with them, then you can email them, contact@pipinglive.co.uk. And, what you have to do is quite interesting, all right? You have to record an audition video of yourself playing either a hornpipe jig or an MSR, and you send the video into that email address, all right? Along with your name, your age, your date of birth, of course, and also the country where you come from as well. Right, I just wanted to throw this all out there. Applications for Pipe Idol close on the 31st of May, so you do have a little bit of time. Get those audition videos filmed and get them emailed. contacts@pipinglive.co.uk. And yeah, good luck to all of our Pipe Idol competitors. Now, I do know this is such a huge event every year. It's always rammed. Like, the Street Cafe is always packed out for Pipe Idol. And then the final itself at the Piping Centre, come on, there's never a seat in the place. I think there's even people standing up the eaves, you know, the sides of the place. Yeah, it's a bit of a fire hazard. I'm joking, but yeah, the place is absolutely heaving for Pipe Idol. It's such a great competition. So good luck to everyone if you are wanting to compete at that. Just wanting to let you know entries are open and they close on the 31st of May. Get your videos done and emailed into the Piping Centre as soon as you can. There you go. Speaking of Piping Live, actually on their own socials, they put it out saying that you should join their mailing list. Yeah, they do send out newsletters and stuff, giving you updates from the Piping Centre, but they're stressing that if you are signed up to their newsletter, you will get early access to the lineup announcement. Not sure exactly when that will be, but they're urging you to sign up to their newsletter. All right, so go along, check out the website, pipinglive.co.uk, for full details, and there is a sign-up list there. And we are hoping to see that announcement soon. We've no idea exactly when it'll drop, but we know that the folks at Pipin' Live are working on it. All right? Okay, let's move on. I have to talk about Rab React. Yeah. I don't know if you folks have seen this on our YouTube channel, but Rab React has got such a reaction from the Pipin' folk. It's just me sitting watching YouTube videos, and that's it. But you folk really seem to love them. There was a video that we done not too long ago where I reacted to the world's worst bagpiper. And can I say, that video has gone ultra viral. It's been nuts. Where I'm talking about this poor guy who is busking in the Grass Market area. And obviously, we've covered this on the show before, where the guy was playing with a compressor. And he fires this machine up and it goes, and then he starts playing. And he can't play. You can't hear his pipes because of the compressor. It's just a disaster. Anyway, go and check out the video. All right, it's on our YouTube channel right now. And also, all the other Rab Reacts have been getting really, really popular. So I just wanted to throw that out there. If you haven't seen it yet, go along to the Big Rab Show on YouTube. We have a ton of Rab Reacts videos already up there and a pile more to come. If anything, we're uploading one every Sunday now, I think, as best we can. So, yeah, if you are interested in my thoughts on piping-related video clips, then there's your opportunity. Go and check out our YouTube channel. But also, you can send us in your own particular piping-related video clips to bigrabshow@gmail.com. Now, the reason I'm talking about it is because in our listener mail on bigrabshow@gmail.com, we did get a few video clips, but they were like boxing, you know, or UFC was the last one I watched. Yeah, UFC Ultimate Knockouts. That's not really piping related, so I can't really react to that on the YouTube channel. So, hey, you know, I don't mind a bit of sport, a bit of boxing or whatever. Fair enough. And if you want me to react to things like that, then go on ahead. Try and keep it piping related if you can. So that, yeah, send us in your own piping related video clips for Rab Reacts, bigrabshow@gmail.com. And who knows, it may see light of day in a future video. All right, speaking of videos and stuff, I have to give a huge shout out to Scottish Power. Yeah, I know I seem to be mentioning them every week, but their work currently on social media is just amazing. I don't know if you follow them, but you really should. Especially the last run of videos has been really fascinating, where they've got an action camera and they've strapped it onto the chest of Chris Armstrong. Yeah, and you get to see what running a band practice is like from his perspective. And man, is it fascinating. It's so good, because there's moments where he's like chewing people out. He's like, come on! What are you staying over there? It's brilliant. And then you get to hear, you know, quick march and then marching off, playing the opening tune, all from his point of view. It's absolutely fascinating. So, shout out to Scottish Power. Their social media work this last while has just been amazing. Such an interesting insight as well as to how they set chanters and tune drones and organize a practice even. And I don't know, their social media stuff has just been brilliant this last while. So, hey, full credit to Scottish Power. If you aren't following them on socials, then do. All right, I've been telling you now, go over there, give them a follow. Their video content and stuff has just been brilliant. And I can't wait to see more from them, if anything, especially when they're going to start hitting the competition circle. I do hope that they manage to take an action camera into the circle with them. That would be fascinating right there. Anyway, so the only unfortunate thing is, I have to mention, is that the video clips that Scottish Power are making right now are very heavily edited. All right? Yeah, very heavily edited. So they're like little 10 or 20 second clips, whereas I would very happily sit and watch an entire practice, watching it from Chris's point of view. Anyway, food for thought right there. But yeah, really fascinating stuff. Move on. Next story. Okay. I have to say, on April the 29th, we got an announcement from the RSPBA Music Board. Now, this is possibly one of the last regradings we will see until the season is now behind us. So these are all regradings by request. All right. So the Music Board did take some time to consider each one of these. And yeah, we're now fit to do an announcement on the 29th of April. So, from Novice Juvenile B to Grade 4B is the Lower Clyde Pipes and Drums. Yes, they were previously known as the Lower Clyde Development. Yeah, they are. We also have some new registrations as well. So the Novice Juvenile B, we have Erskine, Stuart's Melville. Oh, brand new band. Also in Grade 4B, we have Kirkwall City and the Gory Pipe Band. Two brand new bands, good stuff. In Grade 4A, then we have Stockbridge. We have the Old Scotch Pipes and Drums. We have Siren City as well. We have the Long Beach Pipe Band. And we have the Thiepville Memorial. All been registered there in Grade 4A. Yes, that's exciting. Now, the reason I'm saying that's exciting is because if these bands are putting forward registrations for that grade, does that now mean that we have intention from these bands to possibly compete in that grade this season? I'm just going to float that little idea out there and walk away. All right, I guess we'll wait and see, won't we? Also registered in Grade 3B is the McAllister College Pipe Band. There you go. So if you are interested in reading more details on that, again, that was all published on the 29th of April, thanks to the RSPBA and their music board. So I do think this is the last run of regradings now. I know I've already said that, but that absolutely could be stuff that Rab got wrong. And if it is, I'm sure you folk will tell me. All right, stuff that Rab got wrong. Let's move on. Okay, just wanted to briefly mention that the 30th William Kennedy Piping Festival has announced its lineup for 2024. Of course, the William Kennedy Piping Festival takes place in November every year, and the dates for this time round is the 14th to the 17th of November, and the full lineup is here. Now, some of these names that really jump out to me include Jarlath Henderson, Robert Watt, Ross Martin, Maeve Donnelly. But come on, there's a massive lineup here. We have Michael McGoldrick as well. Come on. Right. Way too many for me to get into, other than to say that the full lineup here. Oh, there's Patrick McGovern. What? Right. Stop it. There's so many here listed for the William Kennedy Piping Festival. Yeah. Go along and check the listings. All right. That's the full lineup for 2024 has been announced along with the dates 14th to the 17th of November in Armagh City. There you are. The William Kennedy Piping Festival. Yeah, oh, come on, there's a who's who of the piping world there. Yeah, excellent stuff. Go and check it out. I also have to mention the draw for the Inverlethen competition that's taking place on the 1st of June has been announced thanks to the Lothian and Borders branch. And we'll just briefly run through it here, will we? So the Novice March competition has three bands in there. Yep. Grade 4 has five in there. Yep, there you go. Let me see, Grade 3, nine bands in total. In Grade 2, we have six. There you go. So just running through the Grade 2. There's no Grade 1 on the day, actually. So run through Grade 2. We have Preston Lodge High School are playing up. We have George Harriet's, George Watson's, Stockbridge, Denny and Dunipace, and the City of Edinburgh. There you are. And there's a notice here on the draw as well that all Grade 2 bands will play for drum majors. There you go. So you've been told. So yeah, Inverlethen, 1st of June. Looking forward to that one. It's quite a good lineup there. If you are interested in the draw, you can go and check the Lothian and Borders branch socials. They've published all the details across all of that. There you go. All right. All right. I have to briefly mention the Uddingston Pipe Band, who are doing a bit of an online auction in an attempt to raise some funds for the band, I guess. And yeah, they're giving away, as part of this online auction, 3 1-hour lessons from Kerr McQuillan.
What?
Yeah, now what a prize is that? Yeah, so Kerr McQuillan, of course, is quite a close friend of the band, and he is offering 3 1-hour lessons, and yeah, to the highest bidder. So if you are curious about this and possibly wanting to win yourself a bid on some lessons from Kerr McQuillan, of the current adult world solo drumming champion, do you need me to drop that in there? So check out Uddingston Pipe Band on their socials. And the entries are currently open, but the auctions will end next Monday at 5 p.m. Yeah, UK time. So let me see, next Monday is the 13th of May at the point of recording this. So there you go. So you do have a bit of time. So if you are curious and wanting to pick yourself up some lessons with Kerr McQuillan, there's your opportunity. Go ahead. Yeah, shout out to the Uddingston. Good stuff. All right. Now, a story that we announced on the show quite a while ago was an interesting one about Cirque du Soleil. Do you remember this? When they were looking for a bagpiper to be part of a brand new show from Cirque du Soleil. Now, we talked about this and the requirements and everything that was needed of a potential bagpiper with Cirque du Soleil. Well, guess who got the job? None other than the Dame of Drones. Yes, Game of Drones, she managed to get the job. So yeah, she announced it on her socials about 4 days ago, saying that she's very pleased to announce that she will be retiring from the rock band scene. As just a few months ago, she received a call from Cirque du Soleil, and yeah, she's now honoured to be playing music as part of a new upcoming collaboration production with the Macallan. Yeah, Macallan Whiskey, of course. So, yeah, Macallan and Cirque du Soleil are going to be putting together a brand new show called Spirit. Yeah, you like that? There you go. All right, so congratulations to the Dame of Drones, and very much looking forward to hearing more information on this. And, seeing bagpipes featured, or, yeah, at least in there or around it in Cirque du Soleil. That's going to be very interesting there. So, hey, shout out to the Dame of Drones. Congratulations on the new appointment there with Cirque du Soleil. Very curious to see how this is going to unpack here. Yeah, with a brand new show called Spirit. Interesting. We'll keep across that if we can, yeah. Okay, I want to briefly mention some fundraising efforts by the National Youth Pipe Band of New Zealand. They're currently fundraising for a potential trip to Canada. Yeah. Now, as you can appreciate, the air miles alone from New Zealand to Canada, it's kind of crazy, but they're running an online fundraiser at the moment. Thanks to the RNZ PBA, who are also helping to assist with this. They have an online fundraiser where you can go and donate and help all of these amazing, talented young kids head to Canada and play some tunes. Yeah, so if you do want to help support them, then absolutely you can. Go and check out either the RNZ PBA or the National Youth Pipe Band of New Zealand page themselves, but they have shared out the links, of course, to all their crowdfunding efforts, and go and check it out. And if you can, then drop them a few quid. And hey, I would love to see the National Youth Pipe Band of New Zealand out there in Canada. That would be brilliant. So also speaking of crowdfunding and all of those efforts, I have to give a mention to Ross Ainslie, who's currently working on our brand new album called Pool. Now, we mentioned this on a previous Big Rab show, telling you that he was doing some online fundraising to try and make this album a reality. So online crowdfunding can sometimes be hit and miss, where he did have quite a large goal. Obviously, making an album of any kind can be a very expensive game, and Ross has been asking his fans to try and help support him with various different perks and stuff if you do decide to sponsor him, I guess, for this. So I have to say, with a target of £20,000, that's quite a hefty chunk of change. However, Ross is very nearly reaching his goal. At the point of me recording this, I think he has, less than 500 quid left to go. That's crazy. And there's 5 days left as well. So if you do want to snap up any of those incredible perks and stuff as a result of being a supporter, then, go along and check it out. Ross Ainslie Music and his current ongoing fundraising for brand new album called Pool. Yeah, we know what previous albums from Ross Ainslie can sound like, and we are very excited for this one. So we hope it manages to reach its target, and we can bring it to the airwaves. So good luck to Ross, and to everyone else, consider going over there and dropping a few quid. You know, why not? Okay, I've got one last little news story here for you, just before I wrap everything up with the news and updates and get into the topic and all of that. I have to say that, we were talking about Piping Live earlier, but there was a story that just dropped yesterday about the emerging talent strand of the festival has now been open for applications. So, if you're based here in the UK specifically, and you would like the opportunity to play at one of the biggest piping festivals in the world, now's your chance. Yeah, so they're asking applicants to supply either a one-track link to them on SoundCloud or any other streaming platform, plus a link to a video of them performing it live if possible, or this could even just be simply you performing it in your front room for that matter. But they are wanting you to get in contact with them right now. So if you are an emerging talent and you would like to hit the stage at Piping Live, this is your opportunity. So your audition will go to a panel of judges, including the festival director, Finlay McDonald, who will be looking for a very high level of musicianship, as well as originality and creativity. There you are. Acts are not required to include bagpipes in their lineup. However, preference may be given to those that do. All right, That's an interesting line, I thought. So if you are curious at all and wanting to submit your track and your video link, well, again, it's the same email address as Pipe Idol. Yeah, so it's contact@pipeinlive.co.uk. And the entries for this are also open until the 31st of May. There you are. So are you an emerging talent here in the UK? Would you like to thump out some big tunes at Pipin Live? There's your chance. Go for it. Yeah. All right, that's quite an interesting story, that one. All right, so let's move on from this point. As you might have guessed, there's tons of news stories that have hit the cutting room floor. And to those that I've managed to omit, my apologies. All right, but there's just way too many to include in this catch-up show. But we have to go through Dates for Your Diary right now, and then we've got a huge topic to get into. So, yeah. I think it's enough of me blathering for now. I'll take a little short break at this point and we'll come right back with Dates for Your Diary.
Wallace Bagpipes. Quality, pride and passion. Made in Scotland. Proud bagpipe supplier to the Red Hot Chili Pipers. Visit wallacebagpipes.com for more information or contact your nearest dealer.
Whether you play to entertain or perform to compete, it's not always easy to find the highest quality instruments and accessories that hold the keys to success from a single source. That's why pipers and drummers everywhere rely on Scott Currie Music as their one-stop pipe band shop. We supply only the world's finest bagpipe brands, including Duncan McRae, McCallum, R.G. Hardy & Company, Peter Henderson, R.T. Shepherd, Wallace Bagpipes, and not forgetting, the revolutionary Blair Digital Chanter. Scott Currie Music is also home to many of the most sought-after pipe band percussion brands, such as Acoustic, Andante, British Drum Company, Hardcase, Jim Kilpatrick Percussion, Pearl, Ty Fry, and many more. And remember, as the industry-leading pioneer of custom drumhead production for pipe bands, our unparalleled experience in creating professional drumhead designs is why many of the world's top performers trust Scott Currie Music to help them stand out from the crowd with stunning state-of-the-art factory-printed drumheads by Evans and Remo. With a proven history for super deals, being well-stocked, and consistently delivering fast service, it's no surprise that Scott Currie Music is the first choice for thousands of happy customers worldwide. So, what are you waiting for? Call our North Lanarkshire showroom today or visit us online at scottcurryltd.com to learn more and shop now for everything you need from Scott Currie Music, the world's local pipe band shop.
It's time for Dates for Your Diary here on the Big Rap Show podcast.
Yes, time for Dates for Your Diary. So, pen and paper at the ready. Let's get into it. Now, I'm sure probably a good lot of these dates we've already talked about already, but we'll repeat ourselves. Why not? Well, of course, this weekend, the 11th of May, is the Leinster Championships. Yes, down in Donnybit there. Yes, Swords Castle. We've talked all about it. Leinster Championships coming up. That's going to be exciting. Also, this weekend, we have Bankery and Gourock, both on the same day, on the 12th of May. So, again, we're starting to see little competitions starting to appear all ahead of the next one that we all have in our crosshairs, and that is, of course, the UK Championships. Yes, in Ward Park in Bangor, 18th of May, cannot come quick enough. The start of our first, well, major championship. I can't wait. That's going to be very exciting. Anyway, we've probably talked about that at length. Also, at the 18th of May, we have a competition in Dunbar. We also have a competition happening in the Smoky Mountain Scottish Festival and Games there in Townsend, Tennessee. That's happening on the 18th of May and 19th as well. Also coming up then, of course, is the County Fermanagh Championships in Enniskillen. That's due to take place on the 25th of May. Also on the 25th is the Greenville Scottish Games there in Greenville, South Carolina. Then we're rolling into May with the Inverlethen competition taking place on the 1st of June. And on the same date on the 1st of June, we have the Mid-Ulster Championships in Cookstown. Yes, Cookstown seems to be quite the place at the moment, with two big competitions happening here in the Northern Ireland calendar. So this is the first one, Mid-Ulster Championships, 1st of June. Yeah, so that takes you up to the start of June now, I guess. And we're about to get into everything good and proper, I guess, as far as the competitive calendar is concerned. So we'll do our best to keep up with it. If there's any dates that you would like us to include in our Dates for Your Diary, then please do email us in. BigRabShow@gmail.com. That address again, BigRabShow@gmail.com. And yeah, we'll include them here in Dates for Your Diary. Right, I think you've waited long enough at this point. It's finally time for me to go and get a big cup of tea. It's time for the topic of the week. Ready to take your plan to the next level? Say hello to the ES Session Chanter, the ultimate practice chanter designed for versatility and durability. Crafted from stainless steel and aluminium, the chanter comes equipped for both an A stem and a B flat stem, giving you the freedom to play along with any instrument, anytime, anywhere. Whether at a band practice or a trad session, the ES Session Chanter keeps pace with your creativity. Included with the chanter is the custom carbon carry case, the perfect addition to this compact and tactile instrument. To get yours, head to essessionchanter.co.uk. Yes, finally time for topic of the week. And I have to say, that was a well-deserved cup of tea after what was a huge start to the show. Yeah, plenty of news and updates and all of that good stuff to get through to get to this point. Now, for a lot of you out there who've been constantly asking me questions about my own playing, we're about to answer a whole dose of questions, okay? We figured this is possibly the best time. We're right at the very cusp of the start of the competitive season. And, at the end of this week's topic of the week, I'll announce exactly where I'm going to be playing this season. Because I've made it no secret, you know, that I have wanted to get back into the competitive circle. But, full disclosure, I've always had my concerns about getting back into the circle and starting to play again while being a podcaster, because that is a definite conflict of interest, you know? I don't know just how quite to put it in words. You know, when I'm talking about competitive pipe bands, and I'm being able to sit on the fence and watch as a spectator and a fan of bagpiping for the longest time, can I really jump in the circle and start competing against the people that I'm talking about? And I don't know, that takes a certain level of integrity, I guess, for me to remain impartial and, you know, not to say, my band's the best band in the whole world and every other band is terrible. Well, I hope by now that over 380 plus episodes that you've kind of learned that I do have a degree of integrity where if, you know, I do believe a band is a poor performance, that I will absolutely say that on the show. I have said it before. I've also drawn criticism in some of my opinions of performances over the years, and I'm not a bit afraid to give my own opinions, because the world is a very big place and we all have opinions on things, and I've always done my best to, you know, come at the Big Rab Show with a degree of integrity where, you know, we try and reflect the bagpiping world as impartially as possible. So yeah, I've been reluctant up until now to step back into the circle again because I didn't want to lose that integrity. And that's one of the big things I wanted to get out the door here in Topic of the Week. That I really hope that with me stepping into the circle as a competitor again, that we don't lose that integrity, I guess. You know, the integrity of reporting and make sure that it's all impartial and that we cover every aspect in the fairest way possible. So, with that in mind, we move on. It's been a long time since I have been in the competitive circle. I think the last time, genuinely, that I was in a competition circle was back in 2019. For those of you that remember, I managed to lift a snare drum with North Texas Caledonian. I made a trip across to the Stone Mountain Highland Games. And, yeah, managed to see firsthand what competition in the United States was like. And, you know, being a snare drummer, of course, I was very much in my comfort zone, and but learned a lot about the competitive world in the United States. And back then, whenever we talked about all of this at the time, about me playing the music again, I honestly found a new kind of passion for it. You know, I loved the music as it was, but, you know, talking about it for the longest time is one thing, but playing it and actually being in the middle of it is something different entirely. For those of you who don't know, of course, I've been a competitive drummer now for Like, that's a 30 years. You know, I've been playing in pipe bands now since I was 9 years old. And for this last, I don't know, 5-6 years, really, I have been out of competitive ways. And I have been really itching to get back into the circle again. I might not have let it known here on the show, you know, but full honesty, absolutely, I wanted to be right in there in the middle of it and juking it out for prizes like everyone else. And yeah, I don't know, it's kind of a happy accident how this has all happened. So, yeah, this incoming year, I'm not going to be competing as a drummer. And yeah, I'll explain why. Now, you might remember back whenever the pandemic rolled in, yeah, you remember that, and our entire season was cancelled for a couple of years. Well, my daughter was receiving bagpiping lessons from none other than Andrew Shilliday. Shout out to Andrew, absolute legend. And yeah, he's a good friend of the show and part of the Big Rab Show team and has been now for a long time. He's been helping us out with lots of video content, live streaming and all sorts of stuff behind the scenes. Well, one evening, Andrew kind of challenged me. There was a practice chanter sitting on the kitchen table. This is all pre-pandemic. And he said to me, come on, Rab, let's see if you can play a scale. All right. So I thought, okay, Andrew, you're on. So I played a scale. No problem, I says. There you are. There's your scale. Grand. And he said, ah, but what about your G grace notes? Can you play G grace notes? Yep, no problem. Play my G grace notes up and down the scale. Not a bother. What about your E grace notes? D grace notes. Can you play a burl? What about a throw and D? What about... And then, before I knew it, I was having weekly lessons with Andrew. Very sneaky, but oh, did I catch the bug. Did I ever. And yeah, throughout this time now, since 2020, I guess now, I have been secretly learning and playing bagpipe tunes behind the scenes. Yeah, and really thoroughly enjoying the process. You know, stepping from practice chanter... learning very basic, very, very basic tunes and stuff like that too, where I'm now in a position where stepping into the circle is kind of inevitable. I was supposed to be in the competitive circle last season, but again, because of all my work with the Big Rab Show and with BBC and everything else, it just didn't come to pass, I guess. So for those of you who have followed the Big Rab Show for a long time, you may well have been aware that I've been learning bagpiping now for quite a while. And, yeah, this incoming season, I do plan to step into that competition circle as a bagpiper. This will be a whole different dynamic for me. We'll get into that, into the, what's different. But I have to say that, you know, first of all, learning bagpiping is very similar to learning how to drum. It's just a different set of skills. I have to say that. I have to say, full credit to Andrew Shilliday, who is an incredible teacher with such a wealth of patience. I have no idea. No idea how he does it, but he is so patient and can explain one simple bar of music 15,000 different ways. But what makes Andrew very unique is that he is able to translate everything from bagpiping language into drumming language, where I would instantly understand what he means. So that's been a very interesting dynamic. I've spoken about that on the show before. And, you know, the translation between piping and drumming, they are two very different worlds, but also very similar in a way. I suppose that's something we can unpack in a future show. But yeah, you may think that they're polar opposites. You know, drumming's all about rhythm and rudiments and accuracy. But yeah, bagpiping's all about that as well. It's all about rhythm and accuracy and execution and all of that. So it can absolutely be a mirror image of what's happening in the drumming world. So you may well think that it's drummers versus pipers or pipers versus drummers. But honestly, they're all part and one and the same. Yeah. Both are just very different skills. Anyway, I'm not going to get into that debate, pipers versus drummers. I want to talk about my own playing. So, for those of you who've been following the Big Rab Show, obviously you would have seen that last year at Piping Live, we had a live event, Big Rab Show Live, where we dedicated the whole show to the memory of Jock Elliott, good friend of ours, of course, from G1 Reads, who sadly passed away last year. Well, last year was kind of the big push that I needed playing-wise. Good friend of mine, Jock, would have always been on the phone with me every now and again, checking on my playing. And his thrust was always, come on, Rab, get the pipes on, let's go. You know, you've been learning now for the longest time to get into the circle. Well, at Piping Live last year, I managed to step out onto stage with Tully Lagan Pipe Band, who joined me. And I can't thank the Pipe Major enough for such a special moment. You know, playing publicly for the first time was nerve-wracking, but also to do it at Piping Live in front of a massive audience, and also to have Tully Lagan there behind me. Yeah, I was absolutely shaking in my shoes. And what a moment. For those of you who have seen the video clip, I'm sure you've seen it by now. It's up there on YouTube. There's a lot of people have watched it. And I got a lot of great compliments and stuff for my own playing. So thank you. I thankfully managed to make it all the way through a tune without any big major flubs or disasters happening. And yes, thankfully, the Pipe Major was sufficiently happy with the performance. Thank goodness. But yeah, that kind of broke the ice for me then at that point. You know, receiving so many compliments and stuff saying, "Hey, Rab, it's great to see you on Pipes, mate. That's brilliant. When are we seeing you in the circle?" was the next question. All right. So yeah, I guess I took it upon myself now to finally step into the circle. And all right, the announcement that I'm sure everyone has possibly seen coming. This incoming season, thank you to the Pipe Major, of course, and to my tutor, Andrew Shilliday, I will be stepping into the competition circle with Tully Lagan Development Band in Grade 4B. Yes. Now, thankfully, things in band practice have been largely okay, I guess. They've been largely positive. You know, there's obviously some practices that don't go my way, and I've spoke about that in the show before, where I just can't get my pipe to work at all. The thing just will not settle. It's constantly needing retunes. And then by the time it is finally in tune, I'm absolutely shattered. And I have no breath left. And I can't make the thing work. I don't know. It's just a constant struggle, I guess. So this one thing I really don't think drummers appreciate it, and I have been learning this, is that just how difficult an instrument the bagpipes are to keep in tune. Oh my god. It is a constant battle, and there is so much gamesmanship involved in getting your pipe to sound just right at the right time. And I know, being a snare drummer for the longest time, you know, with the constant gripe was, oh come on, they're tuning again? How long does it take to tune them blinking things? Well, now I am, a piper, I guess, and I've been at band practices. Now I know the struggle is very real. And I also kind of didn't appreciate it at the time as a snare drummer, you know? Kind of, you have to do a 5-minute warm-up before you even attempt to come near the band, you know? You need to get that air moving through your pipes, get the temperature up, and then you're looking at setting drones, and then you start looking at chanders and everything, and I know, it's a process, isn't it? But, yeah, I don't know. The Pipe Major and Tully Lagan Pipe Band, Development Band particularly, has been a huge support to me and has always a positive word to say, even when things are going wrong. You know, but we would have a performance, like a run through the March set, and then, you know, everything would just fall to a dog's dinner in my behalf. And, you know, he would look over me and go, "Well, how did that go?" That was a disaster. And he's like, "It wasn't all bad." Oh man, it's been a journey, and that's the title of this week's episode, I guess. My journey from learning scales at my kitchen table with Andrew Shilliday to suddenly this season at the UK Championships will be my competition debut with Tully Lagan. And I have to say, I'm more than a little nervous. I have been practicing the competition set now for weeks and months and months. Like, I mean, you're talking before Christmas. You know, we were learning the set and getting it going, and now we're on pipes and drums and trying to make that work. And it's such an interesting dynamic. Yeah, I have been learning an awful lot, and I can't thank the guys at Tully Lagan Pipe Band enough for all of their help and assistance. And I really hope that I could be a valuable team player and help everyone do well in competition. Now, what does it mean to do well in competition? In my opinion, as a competitive bagpiper, hopefully, whenever I do step into that circle, I just don't want to let everybody down. You know, I'm not stepping in there to win first places all over the place, you know, and get promotion and hopefully up to grade one and then win the worlds. No, that's definitely not my ambition here. My ambition is to make sure that I keep my pipe major happy and everybody else around me, yeah, to know that they have a player that they can rely on. And I don't know if that's a realistic goal or not, because I'm absolutely still a beginner at this. And yeah, heading into that competition circle for the first time is definitely going to be an experience that I'm sure I'm going to have to unpack in a future episode. Yeah, but anyway, for those of you who are going to the UK Championships, then be prepared. I will not be running around in a pair of jeans and a hoodie as normal, recording everything. This time round, I will be a competitor, and I'm going to be incredibly busy on the day. So, yeah, it's going to be a very different season for me, personally, this year. But all of us here in the Big Rab Show team are going to do what we can to pull together to make sure that we do cover every aspect of the season as we can. Yeah. So you might have heard on previous Rab Show podcasts, we have put out the call for volunteers asking if you can help us, then please do. And yeah, now you know the reason. Because, yeah, the name above the door, Big Rab, is now stepping back into the circle. This does kind of bring me back into the integrity argument from the very beginning. Yeah, now I know I'm going to be competing in Grade 4B, but that does not mean for a second that I will be, you know, talking about Grade 4B and any other band in there disparagingly. Oh no, I am absolutely still a huge piping fan, and I hope that, yeah, I can still continue to cover the bagpiping scene with full integrity. If you guys disagree, however, and you would prefer it if I was not a competitor, then please do get in contact with me. You can email us bigrabshow@gmail.com and say, "Hey, Big Rab, you know, you can't talk about the scene and be in it at the same time, you know?" So I don't know. It's one of those things. You can let me know your opinions. I am open to it. bigrabshow@gmail.com. But genuinely, and no word of a lie, as I'm sitting here in my garage talking to myself on a microphone, it's been too long since I've been in that circle. It's been a long time since I have been sitting here talking about the bagpiping world, and I react to competitions, concerts, music releases, book launches, everything, every aspect of the piping scene, and I'm just always itching to get back into the performance element of it. I miss playing the music, and, you know, playing MSR sets, 6/8s, jigs, hornpipes, reels, everything here at home is one thing. But I have been so enjoying being part of a band again. The camaraderie that comes with it, the crack and the banter has been unreal. And just being able to play music with other people has been so rewarding. Yeah, I've done what I can, I guess, to keep the wheel turning here on Big Rab Show. But this last while, my main focus has been playing music. Now, I hope that hasn't come across, you know? Some of our previous episodes here in the show have been some of the biggest interviews we've done so far. Yeah, that's, but, you know, did you listen to last week's pod? Yeah, where Stuart and that, we managed to cover everything at the St. Lawrence gig. That was incredible. But, yeah, we do plan to continue our coverage of everything bagpiping related, and we hope that me being a competitor will not make it suffer as a result. Yeah. So, moving forward from this, I hope to see you all in Bangor, where I will be a competitor. Now, I'm also going to be making, you know, quite a number of other appearances throughout the season, I guess, as I'm stepping out onto the grass with Tullylagan Development Band. And so now you can all, like, point and laugh at me whenever I have an early chanter, or I can't get my pipe started, or, you know, I miss a stop and have a trailing drone, or whatever the case may be, you can all point and laugh. Do you know what? I'm so happy that the PM is content with me to be able to say this on the air. You know, that this announcement has been a long time coming, but I really didn't want to make it before I got the thumbs up from the PM, all right? Because that's who we're essentially trying to make happy. If Pipe Major's happy, everybody's happy. That's the rule of thumb in the bagpiping world, isn't it? So, yeah, finally got the thumbs up following this last practice there this week. Said, "Yeah, Rab, everything's going okay. Reckon you're safe enough to step into the circle." So, thank goodness. It was like winning the lotto. Like, yep, happy days. I'm going to pull the kilt on and play a good tune at the UK. All been well. Yeah. So, with that in mind, see yous all out there in the grass. That's it for the pod. No, that's not it. I have to talk about the differences. Before I do fly out the door, the differences between the piping and drumming world has been really something that stood out to me. And something as basic as walking into the circle. Now, this is something I've never really thought about, you know, but until you actually have to learn it, yeah, I had to learn how to do this again. You know, I've been walking into the circle as a drummer since I was like 9 or 10 years old, but now I'm in my 40s, I had to relearn how to do this as a bagpiper. Like, what the heck do you do with your arms? Where do you put your pipes? Do you keep them on the shoulder? Do you, you know, put them down and carry them in? How do you do all this? And then never even mind, once you're in the circle, do you turn clockwise, anti-clockwise? Do I have to like walk into a different gap here? Because as a snare drummer, you just walk in a straight line and that's you. And then you counter march out. But as a bagpiper, no, you have to physically like find your spot and then turn either left or right or no matter what way you're facing. Very interesting. Yeah, there's these little things as bagpipers, yeah, the drummers may not appreciate it. I've learned a lot this last while. Anyway, there's tons of different differences, I guess, between the drumming world and the piping world, and that's something that we could possibly go into in a future pod. The differences, but if anything, I've learned so many similarities as well. You know, there may be a lot that separates us, tuning, but there may also be something, and a lot of it, that joins us, I guess, yeah. So, I don't know, we'll get into that in the future pod. Anyway, that's been a very weird topic of the week, but one of which that I've been wanting to get into now for a while, to be completely honest with you folk here, who've been listening to the show for the longest time. It's a very happy moment for me, I guess, but also a very nervous one and tentative one. Happy from the point of view that I'm going to get to play music again. I'm going to be able to get into that circle and feel that buzz of adrenaline to have someone standing right behind you with a clipboard. You better not make a fluff, or you can let everyone around you down. Love that. You know, and the buzz you get when you walk off after a good tune and the pipe major gives you a smile. Yeah, I can't wait for that. I really can't wait for that. But I'm nervous also from the point of view. I'm just nervous to see how you guys will react now that I'm going to be in the circle as a competitor. Does that give our show less integrity? I know I keep using that word, but is that the case? Now I'm going to be a competitive piper in the circle. Does that mean now that I can't talk about the bagpiping world? You know, I don't know. It's a funny one. I have been waiting for this for a long time. I've been working towards it. Also, maybe unwittingly working towards it. Thanks, Andrew. You kind of snuck that one up on me. I've been waiting for this for a long time. And I am very excited for a multitude of reasons for the start of the season, but one of which is that I am now going to be a competitor. So get your opinions into me, folks. I really want to hear you on this one. Our email address never changed, bigrabshow@gmail.com. And before I step out on the grass at the UK's, we'll address it in next week's show. Next week's podcast will be a full UK Championships preview, where we are going to delve through grade by grade, talk about who we're excited to hear. Yeah, it's going to be a big, big start to the season, and man, I can't wait. It's going to be so good for a multitude of reasons. And I'll be in the middle of it with all of you. Indeed. Oh man, it's going to be so good. You know what I'm looking forward to the most is the March Past. I haven't done that in a long time. Anyway, we'll unpack that, of course, all on next week's show, along with all of your opinions on the announcement you just heard there about me being a competitor. There you go. Let me know your thoughts, and genuinely, I do want to know because that can shape the future of the show and my own playing career. You know, will I continue as a competitor for the rest of the season based on what you guys say? Yeah, we'll take it all in and, make a decision, I guess. But there you go. That's it for another Big Rab Show. That's it for another topic of the week, I guess, of sorts. Just me being honest with the listenership. I don't know if that's a good topic or not, but either way, it's my journey. Yeah, there you are. All right. Another topic is in the can. If, like I said, you had any thoughts and opinions and you would like to do them anonymously, you can always send JD a weekly drone. As you heard earlier in the show, someone had a bit of fun with JD, so why not? You know, you can make JD say practically anything you want within reason. So there you go. Let us have it. Weekly drones on our website, thebigrabshow.com. Big button at the top of the page. All right. That's me. I am out the door. Thank you, everyone, for downloading this week. And I await your angry emails. Please go easy. I don't quite know what to expect following this episode. But, I shall wait nervously for the emails. All right. I will see you all in next week's episode, of course, where, like I said, we'll be having a full UK Championship preview, grade by grade, band by band. It's going to be a great show. And we'll hopefully see you all in the pod next week. Until then, all the best.
Well, that's it for another Big Rab Show podcast. Thanks so much for downloading this week. And a special thank you to our sponsor, G1 Reads. Played by bands around the world, they are the champion's choice. Check out g1reads.com for all of your piping needs. Don't forget to check out thebigrabshow.com to be kept up to date with all of the latest news and views from around the piping world. And also, check us out on Patreon. For $5 a month, you can get your hands on tons of extra piping goodness and be a part of the Patreon faithful. So, until next week, folks, we'll see you right here on the Big Rab Show podcast. All the best.